Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign, and he joins us every week to kind of give us some inside information on what's happening with the campaign. So, Tim, what's your take on the coronavirus? Is President Trump going to cancel these rallies, or is he full steam ahead?
Right now, we're proceeding normally, John. Mm-hmm. You know, we look around, and we know that our candidate, we have the added advantage of our candidate being the incumbent president of the United States, and so he has access to, and in fact, directs all the agencies, the scientific and the medical agencies that are handling the crisis. And we know what's going on, and the president has advised that he believes it's still safe, and so we're going to press on.
What do you make of the reaction from a lot of Democrats who were saying this has been a bungled response? I have asked my friends directly, oh, really? It's a bungled response? Tell me why it's a bungled response and what you would have done differently. And that's usually met with either silence or some sort of, well, Donald Trump is a buffoon and doesn't know what he was doing, which doesn't explain anything to me.
No, it doesn't. I think it's important to remember exactly the context of everything that happened here. The president appointed a task force to look at and go after the coronavirus on January 31st. That was a long time ago. That was well before any of this hysteria really got started. And in fact, that was 12 days before the World Health Organization even gave the virus a name. Hmm. So the president was way ahead of the curve. And against political advice, he instituted travel restrictions and some quarantine measures on for people who had traveled to those trouble spots of the world, places like China and now Iran. And so he could have faced some political backlash for restricting people's travel just because they'd been to certain parts of the world, but he did it anyway. And that's why the United States is in a much better position than other parts of the world. I mean, just look what's happening in Italy right now. They did not take the kinds of precautions that President Trump took, and they're in a world of hurt right now. And so the president has gotten this country well ahead of the curve and well positioned. And, you know, Dr. Fauci is the one, the renowned expert that everyone really should look to. And if Dr. Fauci believes that the United States is reacting and handling the situation appropriately, then people, I think, ought to be put greatly at ease.
Are you worried that the national media and a lot of Democrat commentators and politicians see this as an opportunity to do, you know, almost as a godsend? Like, you know, we can do some damage to the economy, which hurts one of Donald Trump's main selling points, and really tank things before the electoral process really gets underway with the conventions this summer. I mean, there's talk about canceling the Olympics or rescheduling it, the World's Fair, these two big national political conventions. What do you think?
Well, those things are whatever other parties, third parties cancel. That's out of our control. But Absolutely, the national news media and the Democrats are trying to use this as a weapon. Look what they've done. Look where we've come from, right? For two whole years, they bashed the president and said that he was a Russian agent. And then we moved on to Ukraine, right? And that fell apart. They tried to impeach him and tried to throw him out of office over the whole Ukraine nonsense. And when was the last time you actually heard the word Ukraine? Right. If that was such a big deal, they'd still be talking about
right.
it.
Yeah.
It was a failed attempt to get rid of the president, and they always want to inflict damage on him. And so now they've moved on to this, which is a naturally occurring epidemic that is coming, or a pandemic that is coming from China. And so they're somehow trying to make this into Donald Trump's fault, and they'll never stop. And you're right about trying to attack the economy. Look, when the stock market was high and setting records every single week and it was going up, up, up throughout the entirety of the Trump administration, we heard from CNN and others that we shouldn't look at the stock market as a good indicator of the strength of the economy because, you know what, many Americans don't own stock. So we were told to disregard it. Then, as soon as the coronavirus panic starts on the market and the market slips a little bit, CNN goes crazy and says, this is a great economic indicator. The fact that the market is going down is a big deal, right? So it's funny to watch. When do they care about the stock market and when do they not? And it's always, they always tune in when they think it can cause Donald Trump damage. The fact is, the president is on top of the situation. The fundamentals and of the economy are broad and strong, and we're going to be just fine.
And real quick, before you go, who do you think will be the nominee? I guess you're preparing for Bernie or for Joe Biden, but what do you think?
We don't know yet, and I think the media would do better to get out of the prediction business because they're really bad at it.
They've been wrong a lot.
Yeah, so we're going to wait and see. And to us, it doesn't really matter, Joe or Bernie. They're both the same. They're both running on the same issues. They are both far, far, far left of center, and their agenda could equally be described as big government socialism. So we're ready for either one, and it doesn't matter, and we don't know who it's going to be.
Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's re-election campaign. He spent a lot of time in Virginia, so he knows the back roads around here. And I appreciate you coming on. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, John.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.